So it was really awakening for me to be playing music, and it's refreshing. You know, once we get on the road, it feels so good to be do what we love, and I hope that we get to do this more. And yes, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
We looking forward to hopefully get to meet.
Yeah,
it's gonna be amazing night of music. I'm bringing a Chris Abde on the drums and Chris Fun on the bass. So yeah, I mean, I played with Chris for 2 to 3 years, and it's been always a musical journey that we have this band. And yeah, it's gonna be amazing night of music.
While we're catching up here, and thanks so much for taking a few minutes this morning to catch up.
I'm happy to speak with you, and of course, I'm looking forward to see actually going back to Colorado, being back in Denver, and playing the Newman Center. I've never played Newman before, but therefore, I'm looking forward to seeing you all there, and hopefully, you guys are in good health. As we even anticipate this special night.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's gonna be exciting.
How has the pandemic changed your flow? Most schooling has been remote off and on in New York City and other places. And there are many musicians who have had to produce their work with everybody in their home studios where they are. And then it all sort of gets mixed together. So what has been your adjustment making music, practicing music with everybody separated?
Definitely this pandemic has been an eye-opener for me and to all of us. It took our livelihoods, and still not knowing. I mean, now things have gotten better. It took a hard hit in all of us and for me personally. But looking back to that moment, I'm thankful for those moments. You know, I use that frustration into an opportunity to put myself and transform all this negativity into something positive, which is, composing. And that's why I'm really looking forward to be performing February 2nd?
Yeah.
Colorado. And I haven't really done remote performances. I just decided to put that aside and really concentrate on how to strengthen my musical writing. Not only pandemic, we also experience the racial injustice and all of those, how we respond to that. So it was something for me to the introspection and to look into a positive side, and always thanking God for the things that we have. We are healthy. We have family who loves us and supports us. Of course, we need to love more of each other, more empathy. And definitely music, I do hope that my music will bring that.
We're on the line with Joey Alexander. He performs February 2nd at the Newman Center on the University of Denver campus. Your repertoire on this concert, are you playing a lot of your new music?
Yeah, it will be primarily most of my new works and some of the works that I've performed many times, from my previous album, Wana, and of course, it's going to be from Eclipse.
Joey Alexander is our guest, and he performs February 2nd at the Newman Center in trio format. We're looking forward to your performance. We're looking forward to your new project set for summer of 2022.
Hope you guys keep supporting my music, and it's going to be a night of celebration, being together and celebrating music.